So what did Maharaj Ambarish do? Because he's always fully absorbed in the Lord and his pastimes in Vrindavan, and his palace was even in Mahavan, right, in Vrindavan. So he was simply meditating on the pastimes of the Lord with folded hands, and tears were flowing from his eyes, and he wasn't at all afraid. But Krishna had already given his disc as the protector of Maharaj Ambarish and all pure devotees. So immediately, the Lord threw his discus, and that disc burnt up. I don't know how it happened, but how you can burn fire. But he burnt that fire demon to ashes, and then began pursuing Durvasa Rishi. So Durvasa Rishi, who was considering himself such a great, powerful personality with all mystic powers, he became petrified. Whereas from that fire demoness, Maharaj Ambarish, only a Kshatriya, a householder with children, and so much responsibility, he had his hands folded in complete fearlessness. So the chakra began pursuing, very, very close, but not touching him. And he ran, because he was a mystic yogi, he could go under the water, in the sky, throughout the universe, and he reached Brahmaloka and Shivaloka. He was so powerful. But both of them told him that how can we go against the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We are all under the control of time, and we're completely under the control of the Supreme Lord. So if this is his desire, we certainly can't save you. Best if you go to Vishnu himself. So Durvasa Rishi ran with the Sudarshan Chakra just behind him, and he reached the Vaikuntha planet in this material world. And he came to Vishnu and fell down at his feet and begged for mercy. What kind of mercy? Please save me from the heat of this chakra. I'm about to die. So the Lord said, save you? I consider that by you trying to kill my devotee, I consider that you trying to kill me, and you want me to save you? My devotees are always living in my heart because they know nothing but me, and I know nothing but my devotees. So they're living in my heart, and I'm living in their heart. So this is an offense to me. No, I will not save you. So he said, but he committed an offense to me, and I'm a great Brahmin. So the Lord advised, he didn't commit any offense. He was just taking the Charanamrita so that he could complete his vow of devotion to me. And you're just worried about yourself, and you're offensive to my devotees. You should know that knowledge and austerity, which is generally a good thing, becomes a destroyer of the person who misuses it. So you've had so much austerities, you became so powerful, and you have so much knowledge, you're able to see what Maharaj Ambarish is doing, and you're able to control time and so many other mystic powers, and yet because you're misusing it against my devotee, you yourself are now going to be destroyed unless you go and beg pardon from my devotee. So in the meantime, this whole thing took a whole year. And in the meantime, for that entire year, Maharaj Ambarish had been completely fasting for the whole year, except taking a couple of drops of water. So you might say, well, look how many Ekadasis he missed. He missed all those params. So Gurudev replied that he's actually transcendental and not having to follow the rules and regulations. He did that initially just because to show this pastime. But otherwise, he's in trance and absorbed. So he fasted for one whole year, and during that year, he was praying to Sudarshan Chakra, who is the Lord's own personal weapon, who is the controller of time and space, cause and effect. And he prayed to please not harm this Brahmin. Finally, he said, if I've performed any good devotional pious activities, please let me use that you will cool off and not burn this Brahmana. So because of that prayer, and simultaneously, Durvasa Muni had reached the lotus feet of Maharaj Ambarish and fell at his feet and grabbed onto his feet and said, please save me. So this all happened at the same time. And Maharaj Ambarish said, yes, immediately. Take all the results of my pious activities and be delivered. So Dravasa Rishi then understood. Of course, as stated before, he was always a pure devotee. And that's why Gurudev explained, that's why Sudarshan Chakra, although almost touching him and would have instantly burned him to ashes, never touched him, because he himself was a great devotee and only performed this pastime to glorify Maharaj Ambarish and to glorify Ekadasi. So in his pastime, he realized the greatness of Maharaj Ambarish. Maharaj Ambarish offered him very wonderful, sumptuous prasadam, which he took and then told Maharaj Ambarish, you take it too. And then he went off into the skyways singing the glories of Maharaj Ambarish. So we can see that Maharaj Ambarish, although not on the platform of Siddha, not having attained his Siddha Deya, he was situated in Bhava Bhakti and therefore went into trance and served internally and externally engaged all of his senses, feeling that I must serve my Lord. Just like our Prabhupada when he installed Radha and Krishna in Los Angeles in 1968.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. कुछ अपना पुष्प टुष्प ले आएंगे
कथा के बाद
है?
कल कथा के बाद
है?
कथा के बाद
हाँ कथा के बाद ओह ही इज टेलिंग
वी हैव वन अनाउंसमेंट फॉर एवरीवन दैट टुमारो देयर एनी सम मोर डिवोटीज हैव रिक्वेस्टेड टू रिसीव इनिशिएशन फ्रॉम श्रीमद्